Hello.
Hello.
You changed your picture.
I did change my picture to
What
another
the
picture.
hell? Every time I call you, there's some weird advertisement. And I'm not a dad, so this one says Bill Bomer, dads get big with sports supplement.
Was supposed to
It's
be
got a
private.
sexy woman on there. What are you
Look.
doing? What are you
Look.
doing? What the hell?
It's not supposed to pull up my personal shopping history and present to you as an advertisement. Like
Yeah,
sometimes Facebook does that. Like you go search for something and then you go to Facebook and then all of a sudden there's an ad. Hey, do you want to buy penile enlargement pills?
don't ever get those ads. What are you
What?
doing? Adult supplement. That's one way of putting it.
I can't figure out how to change my volume. Oh, there we
Am I
go.
too low?
You're too high.
Oh, I'm blowing your ears out.
You blow me away.
Yeah.
It's not even up that high. Oh, technical difficulties. So how are you, Mike? It's been welcome to Geek Brunch. It's been 6 years since we did an episode.
Yeah, it seems like a long time. And I'm sick again.
Wait, is this a new sickness or is this the sickness you've had for the
No,
last
I got
4 years?
influenza A positive.
You're po A positive?
I'm influenza A positive.
I don't know what that is. Well, I know what influenza is.
Yeah.
That's the strain you got?
Yes. I'm getting over it, but now I'm having like the after effect, like cough and stuff like that.
Man, you've had a lot of coughs this year.
Yeah.
I got my flu shot this year.
Yeah, and you probably haven't gotten sick.
Nope. I normally don't get it, but we were going to Disney World, so I figure I'm not going to go to Disney World during flu season without getting a flu shot because that's
Yeah, makes
like practically
sense.
a guarantee that oh, you're going to get something.
Well, I did something big like that too, 'cause I went to March Madness, the basketball game.
Oh man.
20,000 people.
Probably at least 6,000 of them had influenza A positive.
That's right. That's right.
That's why I don't go to sporting events or watch sporting events on
No, that's
TV.
not why. It's because you don't understand sporting events. You don't even know
Understand.
what they are.
I know what they are. They're dudes who are playing games against each other
Playing games.
because they want to win. And
Yes.
they're sad if they lose. It's very important.
So we're recording at night.
Yes, Geek Brunch After Dark.
Because Bill was playing with his kid.
I was playing with my kid. I felt guilty saying,
Yeah.
gotta go.
What were you playing?
What were we doing this morning? I don't remember.
It's all a blur.
Remember, we played some Mario Kart and
Yeah.
then we jumped on the trampoline.
Oh. Physical exercise. Wow.
Yeah, I got my physical exercise. That's kind of like, it's almost like a sport, really.
Yeah.
Trampoline jumping.
Do you flip?
No. Yeah. Backflip, forward flip.
That's it?
Side flip,
Do you really?
back flip
Don't
with
lie to
this.
me.
No, I don't. I do not do any flips. Oh, you can do a somersault, and I can do a cartwheel.
That cartwheel's like the pussy move.
A
Come on, man.
round off sometimes if I'm feeling chipper.
You have
Yeah,
a trampoline in your yard?
we actually just got it this year. Like during, I got it during winter.
Bill Bomer plays on the trampoline. Did you know that? After he eats like a fake sausage, he goes out there and jumps on the trampoline.
Have to burn off the
Fake bacon.
excess calories from the fake bacon.
Why aren't you like Chris? He ate some real bacon and now he's a real man.
Oh, I had an intervention with him. We had some words.
Did you have words?
Yeah, he was crying by the end of
What'd you tell him?
it. I said, "Does that make you feel good? Does that make you feel like a man eating a dead animal?"
And he said, yeah.
Then he played some sports.
He says, yeah, and I don't need those supplements like you do.
He didn't know about the supplements
At
at the time.
the time, he doesn't need those performance-enhancing drugs.
Right. Be able to do my back flips. My son can do front flips. I have not attempted it yet.
I think you should.
This might be my last episode of Geek
Wait
Friends.
till it gets dark, though. Do it in the dark with the flashlight.
I'm pretty good at jumping, though.
I think your neighbors would love that. Don't you?
Me doing flips in the dark?
Yeah.
Possibly.
So how was you've been busy. Like you haven't even been working like for weeks.
What do you
First
mean?
you went to Disney World and goofed around.
I did go to Disney World and goofed around.
And then you came back and went to C2E2 and goofed around.
It's true, I did.
You don't even work anymore. What kind of life does Bill Bohmer lead?
I'm just doing the convention circuit now.
I didn't know Disney World was in the convention circuit. Are you representing Geek Brunch? Do they give you like a free pass?
At Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah. As I said, I'll review it on the show.
Let
I said, "You will? Here, take as many as you need.
the whole family.
Yeah, bring your whole family. Disney World is for families."
Did you go to all the parks?
We did one. We were there for 4 days, and we did one park a day.
Did you go to Universal?
No, we did Universal a couple of years ago. So now we've done Universal and Disney.
Yeah.
And
And which
Universal
one?
is way better.
It is. It's like way better.
Just in their use of technology, they like destroy Disney.
Well, it's like they make their rides more for age 12 and higher. You know what I mean? They just make it better. You're on mute.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no, you're not.
I'm in the red.
Oh, 'cause your kids are playing.
I don't think it's like, oh no, I'm back.
Your
Don't know what that
internet.
was.
They're watching, they're streaming movies now.
I think I said something bad about Disney. Sorry. And Disney was a fantastic experience. No, Disney was fun too. Yeah,
Yeah.
but Disney is more skewed to the under six crowd.
The people that jump on trampolines.
Yeah, the trampoline jumping crowd.
That's right.
But they have some good rides there, so. And my it was my Disney was the first time my son went on the big roller coasters, so.
Which one did he go on? The what do you call it? The Thunder Mountain Railroad or what?
We didn't actually go on that one. No, he went on the Mount Everest one.
Oh, that one was great. That one's good. That one is
Expedition
good.
Everest. Yeah, that was a
Was
fun
that your
one.
first time?
What do you mean?
Was it your first time on that ride?
Oh yeah, that was the first time I went on it.
Did you like how it like reversed, like you're going forward and then all of a sudden you go backward?
Yeah, you go backward. Yeah, it was
Yeah, that's
cool.
pretty surprising. Did somebody tell you it did that, or was it a surprise to you?
I don't remember if I. No, I don't think I knew about that it went backwards.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then we. Oh, the Aerosmith one, the rock and roll one, or whatever.
That was a disappointing one, I thought.
It's nowhere as good as the rocket at Universal.
Not even close.
So, in terms of the rock and roll roller coasters,
Not even
and we
close.
did like Space Mountain and
Did they not have the... I heard they're getting rid of that, the Thunder Mountain Railroad or something.
It was there. We just didn't make it over there. Thunder Mountain Railroad. Yeah, I wish I had gone on that one. We did the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs ride.
Did you do the Bug's Life ride? The one that's in the middle of that tree? On the Animal Kingdom?
No.
Oh, damn. I should have told you to do that one.
Yeah, I don't even remember seeing that one.
That's like a four-dimensional ride. And it, like, simulates farts. It's pretty awesome. There's no kind of ride does stink bugs, you know?
Ah, well, that'd be good.
It was. It was really good.
I missed it.
4 days isn't a long time, though. You kind of need a week. There's a lot of parks.
There are a lot of parks. I think we managed to see most of the stuff. It would have been good to have an extra day.
Did you go to water parks or no?
No, we didn't do the water parks. But it was fun. We did have a good time.
Cool. And then you went to see, you came back and you did some C2E2. Did you spend more than 1 day or just go 1 day?
I just went 1 day.
Oh, man.
Because I am a wimp who needs
performance. What day did you choose?
My performance-enhancing drugs had not arrived yet.
You can't handle, like, more than 1 day. It's a problem. You're so dependent on those drugs.
I know.
You don't need Bill, you don't need to take Viagra before you go to C2E2. I hope you know you don't have to arrive with the boner.
That makes me feel good, though. Then I walk around proud all day. Standing so tall.
You got the boner boner?
The boner, yep.
The boner boner.
And I point to it casually during conversation.
Comics make me hard. Sorry.
I apologize to all the the creators displaying their wares, because I might have rubbed against a few tables. I apologize for that. That was probably rude of me.
Especially if you're rubbing your crotch on the tables.
Well, it was hard not to. Yeah, so I went to C2E. Yeah, I went on Friday. That's my preferred day.
Did you meet anybody?
Like, no.
Any of the thousands of billions of listeners that were waiting to get something signed by you?
No, because I went in disguise because I don't want to get bombarded by people. So.
Oh.
I have to cosplay it up.
That's because they at least know the truth. They know that you did not create the guesser.
No, but all the creators that I talked to at the show were really impressed by my pitch for my new character.
Which one?
The Questioner.
Oh, no. That's stupid.
He questions everyone. I have a question for you.
There already is a question character.
He's a question. He's a questioner.
That's too close. There's a lot of legal thing. I won't sign off on that as part of this team.
You want to sign off on the questioner?
Yeah, come be a little more original.
And he says, guess what?
And he shoots No, me. Guess what? It's my guy.
He's the questioner.
Guess no, what? That's the guesser.
Oh, well, they like the pitch anyway.
Yeah. That's disappointing that you can't come up with your own ideas. You're a grown-ass man.
Well, it's a done deal now.
So what did you do at C2E2? Like, did you buy anything? Did you go to panels?
I did. I did everything. I got there right when it opened, and I was there until after it closed. So I got in my, because I only had 1 day, so I wanted to make it a full day.
What'd you buy?
I don't know, what did I buy?
You got some art. I saw you post something.
I did. I got a Dead World page from Vincent Locke. Because I was always a fan of Dead World. I was a high school, a teenager in high school, loving the zombies. So Dead World was one of my favorite comics when I was in high school. So, and I met Vincent Locke before, like in the 90s, like early 90s at a convention. But yeah. I never got any art from him, so I was happy to finally get something from him. And it's funny when you don't see a creator for 20 years because they tend to age. As did I.
He didn't age well, I take it.
No, he aged fine. But, well, he used to have like long hair and stuff and look like a heavy metal dude. And now he's got like short gray hair and a beard. And his kids were there.
Did you take your kids?
I did not.
They still couldn't do it, huh?
They won't last the whole day.
They wouldn't last more than 2 hours, right?
Yeah, they're 2 hours, they'd be ready to go home. That's why I take them to the local shows, but I'm not going to take them to a big one like that. They like going to the smaller ones, though. They can handle that. Someday I'll take them to the bigger ones.
And did you buy comics?
I did. I got a bunch of quarter comics. And then what did I get? I got a new book from Landis Blair, who's a... Well, he used to be a Chicago cartoonist, but he moved to L.A., so he's an L.A. comic artist now. And I got The Trial from him. I haven't read it yet, though. And then I got a couple books from Abby Howard, who I saw her on, what's it called? Penny Arcade, the webcomic Penny Arcade.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Didn't they make a Image reprinted or something?
Yeah, I think Image published some of the
yeah.
But they did a TV show for like a reality type TV show or web TV show, I guess. I can't remember what it was called, but it was for webcomic artists, like webcomic creators, and they had like challenges each week, and they were trying to, at the end, they hired on one of the webcomic people to work for Penny Arcade. But anyway, one of the contestants on the show was Abby Howard, and she was at the show, so I picked up her Junior Scientist Power Hour Volume 1 trade. Haven't read it yet. I've read some of those online, though. That's just a webcomic that she collected. And I got... Well, I picked up the Motherless Child / Cash and Carry flipbook from...
Sean Pryor.
Mr. Sean Pryor. Talked to him a little while. And I got...
Did you talk to him about, like, publishing your own comics?
Yeah, I talked to him about the question.
Oh, God damn it.
The questioner. He liked it. He said I should probably talk to Action Labs. Perhaps.
He sent you to Action Labs instead of Action Labs. Because he's like, that piece of shit, I got to send him to the wrong company.
I know, and I actually physically went to Action Labs, and they didn't publish comics at all.
Yeah, there's no such thing as Action Labs.
But I did sign up for some experiments where they're going to pay me like $25 a week, and all I got to do is take these pills.
Ah, more Viagra. They noticed that you had that boner, and they're like, take some more pills.
My balls are huge. I killed Mike.
Yeah, I had to go mute there.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. I also got a couple books from Caliber.
They're coming back, aren't they?
Yeah, they're back. So I picked up this Caliber Presents, like an anthology they're bringing out, which I think is going to come out.
They were like an adult type book, weren't they? Like a violent back in the day?
Yeah, well, they published Gary Reed, the publisher, wrote a lot of the stuff, and he wrote Dead World. So they published Dead World, and they had a lot of, yeah, they had a bunch of horror type comics.
Yeah, they were like shock horror back when I knew them.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and I talked to Gary Reed for a while. So that was cool. And then, what else? I don't know if I got much else in terms of like the Artist Alley stuff. I probably did. I just don't know where it is.
Go to any panels?
I did. Well, first I'm going to tell you. So I got a bunch of like quarter comics because I found this cool, this place that the first time I passed by, it wasn't open. But when I passed by again, it was open. So I got a bunch of quarter comics and I was at home like going through them and cataloging them into my spreadsheet. High tech. And so one of the books I picked up was like a 30 Days of Night book, like the first two issues of some 30 Days of Night series.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like one of the spinoffs. And then I looked at it and pulled it up, and it's actually like the original 30 Days of Night number 1 and 2.
First print?
Yeah, first print.
Wow.
Look at that. Why are they in a quarter bin? But I never get good finds like that. I was amazed. So now I own 30 Days of Night number 1 and 2.
First. I don't even own that.
Yeah, look at that.
You're sure it's a first print? That's like $40.
First print.
It's from 2002.
Yeah.
Number 2's 27.
There you go.
There you go. Quarter bin. I'll take them.
You probably didn't want them, though. You passed on them the first time.
I read them, but I read them, I think, in trade or something. I bought, like, book one or something like that.
You missed the first... well, that's back when you're doing local comic shop stuff, so you probably never saw it on the shelf.
I bought, like, the other stuff, like 30 Days a Night, Beyond Borrow, you know, the sequels and stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't have the original. I did read it, though. I just don't remember how I read it. It must be a trade or something. Trade.
Yeah. I never read that. I've never read it. I did read... Well, maybe I did. No, maybe I read the Beyond Borrow one. I read one of them. Yeah, I don't think I read the first one. I think I read like a subsequent one. And then... Yeah, so I'm trying to think of any other creators that I talked to. I'm sure there were some, but I just don't remember. It was good, though. The Artist Alley was good.
What else did you get in the quarter bins?
I don't know. I'd have to find my stack.
Oh.
I wonder if this is my stack. Just a bunch of junk. Oh, I did get some, I did get some non-quarter bin stuff. I think these are like in the dollar bin or something. I got one of the two issues I'm missing of 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, Marvel Comics. Jack Kirby.
Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby craziness. So I only need one more issue of that. I got Freedom Fighters number 1.
That was recent.
No, it's a 25-cent cover.
Oh, you got the 70s Freedom Fighters. Nice.
Because I know all the characters from those books, from that book. Then I got a couple of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles I needed. couple sp and a several spawns I was missing, so I was happy about that.
Oh, good
Getting
deal.
close to completing my spawn run.
Singles, I like it.
Yeah, singles. My single issue spawns.
Yeah, I wish you'd get in the singles because you like read the first one and then we have to wait like 7 months later when you trade.
Through the next one. It is a disappointing trend. Don't know if I got anything else that was remarkable. I did go to a couple panels. Went to one on, I went to one. It was an interesting one. That, it was like a comic creation type one where they were talking about. So they were taking a page from a comic script, and then they had a couple artists who were drawing it and then explaining the choices they made in drawing it. So the two artists they had were Jim Califori,
Oh, I like him.
and yeah, he's doing what, a Return from Megalopolis or whatever.
Yeah.
And the other guy, I can't remember his name. He does something for Action Lab. Maybe the Tiger book for Action Lab.
Oh, the Action Heroes, Action Verse.
I think he's doing
It's like a
something.
tiger superhero.
I'm not sure if that is the case or not, but it was him, and Jamal Igel was supposed to do it, but he came in like halfway through. And then this is the cool part though. The comic page they were doing, it was the first page from the new Archer and Armstrong
Oh wow.
by Rafer, whatever,
Roberts.
Roberts. And then they had Warren
Simons.
Simons from Valiant was up on the stage kind of explaining everything.
Oh,
So it was
cool.
fun because you got to learn about how it was interesting because both the artists like drew it in a different way. Like they changed the panel sizing up and they combined a couple different panels and things like that. So it was interesting to see how an artist interprets a page, a written page. And it was cool to see what Warren thought of it because he's like an editor, so he looked at the pages after they did them and kind of commented on how they did it and what he liked about them and what he didn't like.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it was a pretty fun panel actually. It's very
So he told them what
educational.
to draw, and then they interpreted.
Yeah, well, because they like put the page from the script up on the overhead, and
So
then the.
was it from Archer and Armstrong 1 where they actually like went into the bag?
Yeah, it's when they're in the bar
Yeah.
of that mob place.
Oh, okay. That's before they actually. That's when he was. That's a flashback
Yeah,
where
the flashback.
he's with the mob guy, and then he becomes fixated because that guy gets passed away, and once he goes back into his bag, like
Yeah, to find
to go find the liquor
the liquor
that
bottle.
they were drinking, yeah.
Yeah, so that was cool. It was just cool to see it like from all the different perspectives, you know, from
Yeah.
the editor perspective and the
Well, had you
artist
read it
perspective.
before you had
No,
gone?
it hadn't come out yet.
Oh.
So
Yeah, it had.
it
C2E2 was last week, wasn't it?
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I don't think it had come out. Maybe it had.
It
No, I
has
think it
come
came
out.
out the week. It probably came out the Wednesday after C2E2.
But you get your books late. Did you get it?
I got it. I read it. I got it Friday. So, yeah, I don't think. I mean, maybe it was out, but in any case, I hadn't read it yet. So,
Seems like it would have been even better if you knew it. Like, 'cause then you knew what the original
oh,
interpretation was and then you could see what
yeah, they did show the original page at the end and then compared what the Archer and Armstrong artist's version compared to Jim and what's the other guy's name? That's gonna bug me. How rude of me to not know his name.
Jim Califori.
I know his name.
I'm looking through Tiger titles. Oh, I'm finding some interesting ones like Tiger Woman. A new beginning.
Your Action Labs.
Matter of fact, Tiger Woman, the last place on Earth, is from Calibur. So how about that?
Hey, full circle.
Tigress. Tiger Man from Atlas Comics.
Oh, nice. I clicked on the link. I went to Action Lab.
Yeah.
Comics.com, and I clicked on a link and a 404. Oh, too bummer.
It's because you got so much of those Viagra ads all over the place.
They keep popping up. Son of a bitch.
So any other panels?
Yeah, I went to. What was the, there's another creator comic creation one, but I don't remember what the heck it was now.
When are you going to create a comic?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
We're running out of time, man.
I didn't know there was a deadline.
Well, we're getting older every fucking old. Year, yeah.
Like, here, buy my comic book. Like, oh, did you write this in the 60s?
We're going to be retired when our comics come out.
Right now, I am working on my character profiles. Because I wrote it, but now I want to go back and... It's definitely not that guy. I want to go back and make it better.
That would be like a great panel from an art, like if you're an up-and-coming artist.
Yeah, it would have been... Yeah, for sure. I wonder if Stray... Maybe he does Stray. Who does Stray? Oh, come on. Well, I got to click exactly on this little dot. Sean Ezekiel. No, I don't think that was him.
Stray.
Well, Midnight Sean... Tiger. Maybe it's Midnight Tiger.
That's why I couldn't find it.
I think that's it. Ray Anthony Height.
There you go.
I believe that is him.
I did not buy this book.
Midnight Tiger? I don't
know. You have a good art style. But I didn't even know the writer was Dwayne Finestra. I like that guy.
I think he did a
Kickstarter I liked. It was a kid's book. I forget. It was like some girl, little girl. It was a good comic. I think it got published by Action Lab, too.
I was going to say, is it Fight Like a Girl?
No.
Princeless. Is it Princeless?
No, that's not it.
Kingdom Bum? Was that the one you're thinking?
No. I'm did looking you get at
Kingdom
it.
Bum? I never got Kingdom Bum.
I did buy that, yeah. I try a lot of the Danger Zone books. I think Kingdom Bum was in the Danger Zone, I think.
Yeah, I believe so. Oh, here we go. Adventures of Arrow Girl.
That's it right there. That was good.
Yeah, then I went to another panel on creating, but I don't remember exactly what it was. And then at the end of the day, I went to a panel for the comic Headlocked, which is a wrestling comic.
Oh, that's Dean Stahl, isn't it?
No.
I thought he has one head something or another.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he does. His isn't Headlocked. His is a headlock. I don't remember. I don't own his comic yet because I've never. I was gonna get it at Heroes last year, but he never showed up. But anyway, I went to the Headlocked panel, which had the guy who writes Headlocked.
You and your wrestling, man.
I like behind the scenes of wrestling.
You really do.
I love it.
You and Knutson, man. Except Knutson really does it. You should wrestle Knutson next time. Are you going to Heroes?
Probably.
If you go, you should wrestle Knutson.
I just have to figure out how I'm going to afford it.
Well, you probably could afford it if you don't go to Disney World for 4 days. So.
Sorry, kids. We can't go on vacation. Daddy needs to go to Heroes.
That's right.
Just bring them. Stay in the hotel while Daddy goes to Heroes. I'll be back tonight.
They like to swim, just throw them in the pool, right?
They would probably be happy swimming all day. And oh, on the headlock panel, they also had a couple of wrestlers. Mick Foley, who I was very excited to see, to hear talk, because he's Mankind, Dude Love, and Cactus Jack.
He's all those people?
He's all those people.
What the fuck? I love this podcast because I could cuss.
Hardcore legend. Can't you don't you cuss on all your
Well,
podcasts?
I do on most of them, but they have this stupid ass rule on Gotham by Geeks that I can't cuss.
Oh, I know.
So I feel like I'm in grade school, you know? It's
Chris is a ball buster.
No, that's Daryl.
Daryl.
Yeah,
Oh yeah,
it's all Daryl.
changed.
He
He's
lost
changed.
all kinds of weight, and he thinks he can't cuss anymore. The fuck is this shit?
He's seen the light now. He's a new man.
Yeah, and there's nobody that listens to that podcast that would give a fuck, you
There's
know?
little kids.
No, there's not. No,
Daddy, I want to listen to Gotham by Geeks.
they wouldn't even give a shit about it. They're playing video games. They're on their iPads. They don't want to listen to a podcast about comics.
Unless it's on the, you have a YouTube channel where you're reviewing them, then forget it.
Yeah, they don't have any interest to hear about
Bunch
comics.
of old guys talking about Batman.
Yeah.
That's true. So I got yeah, so I got to hear, and there was another wrestler too that, there too, but I didn't know who he was. They had good stories though. It was really funny. It was a good panel. Hearing all the wrestling, behind the scenes wrestling stories. Ah, that's like heaven.
Yeah, it's like you like to watch all the documentaries about
That's
wrestling.
right. If I didn't already have my Viagra boner,
That's right.
I would
That
have had a
must be
natural
awkward
one.
though. You're in a room with a bunch of wrestlers and you're sitting in the front seat and you got this huge
I was gonna stand up to ask a question, but then I got embarrassed.
Well, they probably thought you had a question. They said, "Excuse me, sir, on the front row."
Was raising your hand in the front row.
Yeah,
This gentleman in the front row has had his hand up the whole time. Sir, what's your question?
gonna kill
Yes.
me. You, sir, who
My friend.
had your hand up the whole panel. Wonder you can't take your kids with you.
Dad, put down your hand. Oh, that's horrible.
Terrible. Man.
I went to this website to find out who the other wrestler was, but he's not even listed. He must have been a late addition.
Or not even a wrestler at all. Maybe he's pretending.
He had good wrestling stories, though. And Jill Thompson was there, too. Artist Jill Thompson. She's always entertaining. So it was good. I had a good time. A lot of people, a lot of cosplayers, good amount of comics. I looked through some of the old comics just for you.
Nice. Did you find me a, see, what did I need? A Ray. I need a Ray comic in a
I couldn't
black
remember what you
condor.
needed.
I need a Ray in a black condor.
A Ray and a Black Condor.
Golden Age.
The full collection.
Of course, you're there to always tell me, no, this one has stamps on it.
I know. I looked through them, and every time I saw one with a stamp on the cover, I was like, oh, downgrade this one. 2.0, 2.0. Sir, I'll give you 50 cents for this issue. It has stamps all over it.
And he said,
one, you're going to buy that one. Get a stamp directly on his face or his shirt or something. It's like right on his shirt. Property of
other than Doug, that, it was Douglas a beautiful, beautiful copy.
That makes it now, not beautiful.
And now I don't have one because of you. My goals weren't obtained.
I'm sure you'll find a better copy.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Who knows? I might not ever find one ever again. I could blame you for it.
The last issue.
Yeah.
Of the Ray available.
Crack Comics, man.
Is that what it was? Crack Comics?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, C2E2 was good. I always like C2E2.
Did they have celebrity stuff there too?
They didn't have a lot. They did, but I didn't really see a lot of them on Friday. I think they must have done more on Saturday and Sunday. But they did. They did have a bunch of celebrities. They keep them kind of in the distance. So,
did you leave to go get lunch, or did you just stay there the whole day?
Stay there the whole day. I brought my lunch.
Oh, man. Lunch. That's so, like, weird.
I'm in it to win it.
You're like a grown-ass man who brings a sack lunch to a con. That's just... Who does that?
Well, if I'm going to go to a restaurant, I mean, I'm only there for one day, so that'll blow a couple hours.
No, but you could have...
I could have eaten at the con. But then they...
I forgot they don't serve your kind there.
Well, they do, but the only thing you can ever get is nachos.
That's not good.
I keep
forgetting you eat like a bird, so it's like you gotta.
I gotta make accommodations.
Yeah, you never see those places serve fish.
Plus, I had to go back to my car to dump all my quarter bin comics anyway, so I just eat a nice little sandwich.
What did you eat?
Sandwich.
What kind of sandwich? Sardines?
Cheese sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Cheese with a bunch of vegetables. I don't remember if there's anything else in it. It's delicious.
When do you become a man like Chris?
Eat some bacon?
Yeah, he ate it. He ate it like a man, too.
So I'm only a man if I torture and kill animals. Well, yes. Have someone else torture them and kill them for me.
Yes. You're willing to kill fish. Poor fish, man. What are they?
I don't torture fish, though.
They do torture fish. They shove them in a can until they suffocate, and then you put them on your sandwich.
Delicious. Spread them out in my sandwich.
Yeah. Torture.
It does sound good.
I feel sorry for you when the world is in dystopian future.
Oh, I'll eat my children.
You're not gonna live long.
I'll eat the meat.
You're not gonna eat the meat.
I'll eat the squirrels. Well, no. There'll be lots of. I'll see the grass and leaves.
That's not.
I'll be fine. You'll be dead because you'll refuse to eat any of the greens.
Well, I'll let you eat the greens and then I'll eat you. See?
I won't last very long, though.
I'll budget it. Hopefully, I'll have a freezer and I'll just cut out.
You'll need to preserve me somehow with salt or something.
No, we just freeze you. Stick you in the freezer. I'll cut you into pieces.
There's not going to be power.
There's a leg.
You gotta make jerky.
I don't
make jerky.
There's gotta be ice somewhere. It's cold in Colorado.
You go up into the mountains.
That's right. I'll put you on the peak.
put a flag or something there and mark your territory.
Well, I'll have to dig a hole and plant you there. Yeah,
bury me in the snow.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then every time I'm hungry, I'll just climb the peak and barbecue you. Because we'll have fire.
Yeah, you'll have fire.
Yeah. Well, you know how they do that with pigs sometimes? They cook them in the ground? I think that's what we'll do for you.
Oh, just dig a hole, throw some coals in there, and
Yeah, and burn and cool, cook you in the ground. What do they call that when they cook a pig in the ground, Barb? An underground what? You know how they cook, your uncles cook a pig in the ground? If we had to cook Bomer, what would we call that in the ground?
the Bomer roast, I think.
The Bomer roast? It could happen, though. But we'll feed you good. Lots of green and grass.
You guys are being so nice to me, all this food. Are you sure you
Yeah.
guys don't want some?
That's okay. We don't need no grass.
Delicious.
Did you? You're a believer of science, though, right?
Yes,
Why
I'm a follower of science.
were our teeth built for eating and tearing apart meat?
They're not.
They are.
They're not.
They are.
We don't have fangs.
I do.
Well,
I
baby
have two
fangs.
fangs.
That would not eat through hardly anything. And I'm not saying that we weren't made specifically to eat just vegetables.
You just choose to like eat them.
Yeah, I mean, humans are able to eat meat or vegetables.
That's
I just
right.
choose not to eat them because of how they treat them.
Man, you really don't give a shit about fish. You must have taken that goldfish and killed the motherfucker and flushed him down the toilet as a kid.
I told you, I hate those damn fish.
Damn. And
They'll kill
some of the
you.
fish are intelligent too.
Some of those fish have teeth and, like, will kill you. Some of them have poison and they will kill you.
That's right.
Some of them are super ugly. You see some of them motherfuckers?
Yeah,
Angler fish and stuff? Dang. Yeah, I eat them. Stupid ass fish. Crabs.
I think if we ever go to like a state fair and they have those killer fish, that you like throw a quarter in and you get one of those stupid fish that you can't put in a bowl with other fish or they'll kill each other.
Oh, the betas?
Yeah, the color one, colorful ones.
Yeah.
I'll make you eat one.
People do that. I'm not going to eat a raw fish or a live fish.
I'll cook it. I'll boil it. It comes in a glass already. I'll just
Put it on
put it on
the
the burner.
burner. Does sound
Delicious.
quite humane. I guess they do boil lobsters alive.
Yeah, and you eat that just fine, I'm sure.
Delicious.
You even pick one.
Actually, I'm not even. I'm not that big of a lobster fan.
How about a crab?
I love crabs.
They do the same thing with those guys.
I think they usually stab them first.
How about what are those stupid things?
Shrimps?
Shrimps, do you eat those?
Yeah, I love shrimps.
What are those things called that they boil? The cr but Barb, what are those things called that they do in New Orleans that they boil? A
Oh,
crawfish,
crap.
though. Do you eat those?
They all eat those.
They torture those things, man.
How do they torture them?
They
Oh,
boil them.
boil them alive?
Yeah.
They die instantly.
Damn.
They're just bugs anyway, so. I
Would
think
you
they're.
eat bugs?
No, that's disgusting. Although I think I would eat products made from like crickets. You know how they sell that now, like cricket flour?
No, I don't buy cricket flour.
Yeah, you can get cricket flour, and they make like bars, protein bars from cricket powder.
Oh God.
I would probably try that. But I couldn't handle just eating like some maggots or whatever. Some ants.
In a dystopian future,
Well, dystopian future, then yeah, hell yeah.
Everything's for grabs.
Yeah, whatever it takes. I'm
You don't
ready.
care. You don't care about how they're treated because it's everyone for themselves. Do you think we'll live in a dystopian future in our lifetime?
Do I think we'll reach that point? No,
Yeah,
not in our
me and you.
lifetime. I don't think so. I think it could probably get pretty bad. Don't think we will.
We're getting old, Bill.
I know we're running out of time, so
Running out of time.
there's only so much more. It's got to be pretty quick if it's going to happen.
It's damn sad.
Next couple, we'll see how this election goes this year. It could
If
happen.
Trump wins,
It could happen pretty
could
soon.
happen. You started it. That's to push the button. You started
Said I was going to kill them all.
it.
What'd you expect me to do?
So, what have you been reading, Bill?
What have I been reading? Well, I guess we could talk about Archer and Armstrong since we already started to talk about Archer and Armstrong.
The Adventures of Archer and Armstrong.
So it's the new Archer and Armstrong series, written strangely by Rafer Roberts, which was shocking to me.
It is kind of shocking because he kind of came from nowhere. I mean, he had those linkage in the anniversary issues, like when it hits 25, Justin Jordan will write like a 2-page comic and he'll draw it. So like he had a link to Valiant through that, but it would only be like a 2-pager, and he wasn't writing it; he would draw it.
And besides that, he just had his like self-published comic, right?
Plastic Farm.
Yeah, Plastic Farm.
Did you read that?
I've never read it, but I've known about it for a long time.
That seems right up your alley.
I don't know why. I think I never picked it up because it was always like
He's got a weird art style, though.
not a number one, so I missed number one, so then I couldn't ever get it. He does have a weird art style. It's cool. But now he's
I
writing.
don't care for his art style. It
It's
looks
free. It's
it
freaky.
freaks me out. Yeah. Like it's not, to me it's not like a it's very different, but it's like terrifying. Because he tries to draw like cartoony, but it looks very frightening.
He has a lot of buggy eyes, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's like something like if you were to read a horror book, you know? I think he would be good with something that was like terrifying, like a Tales from the Crypt or something like that. But anyway, this is by Rafer Roberts. And who's the artist?
The artist is, don't know, I don't know where the credits are. Dave
DNA.
Lafuente. Is that what his name is?
Yeah. It's ANA, The Adventures of Archer and Armstrong. That's a weird title.
Didn't realize the title was Adventures of Archer and Armstrong. I thought it was just Archer and Armstrong.
No,
Reboot.
do you have it with you?
Yeah.
Open up the page that has the name of the entire title.
ANA.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's what officially goes into a database is that title name.
ANA.
Whatever's in that indices, you know, for their publishing stuff.
Yeah, so the premise of this one, like you said, it starts out with the flashback where Armstrong and a buddy of his are robbing this mafia place because his friend is looking for this gold necklace that used to belong to his mother, I think. And Armstrong's busy grabbing all this rare wine. And then jumps to the future where his friend has passed away. So Archer wants to find that bottle of wine that he got because it reminds him of his friend.
Yeah, he gets kind of depressed when he finds out he's dead, and he jumps into his satchel.
And he ties a rope around his waist into a, like the bedpost so he'll be able to climb back out of his bag.
Yeah. And Archer finds out he goes in the bag after him. And he asks Mary Maria, who's the girl that he grew up with, that he fell in love with, that Armstrong had sex with. He asks her to kind of guard the portal so he could get out again.
Yeah, and to make sure no monsters come out.
Uh-huh. It's like another world in there.
Yeah, there's a whole, like, buildings and stuff under the grit there, and bunch of different species living in there.
Did you like it?
I did. I thought it was enjoyable.
What do you do with Valiant now? You used to get it, and then you don't get it anymore.
I still get some of it.
What are you getting?
I don't know what I'm getting. I get the Harbinger. Well, I got Harbinger, but that until that ended.
It's over. Did you get Imperium?
I got the first trade of that, I think. I think that's all that's come out so far.
That's good. Have you read it?
Only the first issue.
Oh, God. Just nauseating.
Did you know I was going to say that?
Yeah, a matter of fact, if you ever publish your comics, you're just going to have first issues. Yeah, you'll lose interest in the second issue. And you'll...
It's going to be called Number One Comics.
Yeah.
So what did you think of this issue?
I liked it. I liked it more than I thought I would because I didn't know who he was. I didn't know, like, he seemed to have gotten this job based on his independent stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard interviews with him. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I've always been a fan of Archer and Armstrong, so I think this was a... They read in character to me, so...
Yeah. So you read the Van Lente one?
Yes. Not the whole run, though.
What's the matter with you? The best story arc is the American, the last one.
Son of a bitch! What issue did it go up to?
25, I believe.
Oh, I think I have the whole run, then. I thought it was went higher than that.
That's 25.
Let me pull up my
American Wasteland. That's the awesome story.
Let me pull up my file.
It's like the Hotel California.
A&A. Archer. Where is it? Arch. Oh, I'm in the wrong file. Hang on. Crush reference. Here we go. Arch. Wait, that's the original series. Oh, new. Yeah, I'm up to 20. I have 1 through 25.
And it is singles?
Single issues.
Wow.
And I have the first series, 0 through 26. Single issues.
Whatever happened to you? Why did you change?
I ran out of space.
Is that it?
Nah, I guess that's not really it. Because I ran out of space later in life. Why did I switch over? I don't know. I think I just prefer reading the stories in chunks.
You could do that with singles, though.
I could. I don't know why I do it. I just do it. Sometimes the trades are cheaper, too. If I'm going to read them in bulk, I might as well just get the trade if it's going to be cheaper.
Cheaper than 50% off?
But then the single issues can go up in value.
Yeah.
It's a dilemma.
It's a
I
dilemma.
got that dilemma now with Cinema Paradiso.
And you should get Cinema Paradiso
Because
because they're
cinema.
never going to come out with a trade for that.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. I talked to Avatar
You
and they
did
said,
not.
we
You
do
did
not get enough
not.
single sales to generate a trade.
They're gonna have trades of all those stories.
No, they're not. I talked to them.
Who'd you talk to?
Avatar, the
Mr.
publisher.
Avatar?
Yeah, the publisher.
Publisher himself?
Yes. It was somebody working in the booth, okay? And he said, not enough people buy trades to justify the cost.
That's a lie, if I ever heard a lie.
What? He said, not enough people buy Avatar trades.
Avatar lives off the trades.
No, they don't.
They have 1,000 trades. They trade everything. They have trades and they have hardcovers of trades.
So are
See,
you going to get number two? Or are you going to jump off and wait for the trade?
I don't know, I can't decide.
So you liked it, but you didn't love it.
I haven't read it yet. Did it come
Archer and
out?
Armstrong, I'm talking
Oh, Archer
about.
and Armstrong. Oh, I thought you'd talk about Cinema Purgatorio.
Has it come out yet?
Hasn't come out yet. So how could I read it?
I don't know. But there. Didn't it say in the solicit not going to be traded or something like that? Because they're single stories?
I don't know. Doesn't say it for number two. Oh, wait. No, there will be no collections planned before 2018.
There you go.
So I can wait until 2018. And
That's
then I
a
can get them
long
all.
time away. Just buy the
That
damn book.
That's not that long. That's like 2 years. I gotta wait 2 years.
You're gonna be 50 in 2 years.
I'm not gonna be 50.
You're gonna be 50.
I think I'll turn 30 in, yeah,
You wish.
2018. Four. I'll be turn 40. I mean, I still.
No, you're old like me.
Archer and Armstrong. I'm not sure. I'll just get the trades. Maybe I should get the single issues. Because since I have all the. See, that's the one thing where I get killed. Because, like, I have single issues of all the issues so far.
Right, of the other one, of the other series.
So I got 20. I got
So
50.
wouldn't you want to have that collection?
I got 52 issues of Archer and Armstrong.
There you go.
53, technically, because I got
Zero.
a gold issue of number zero.
Yeah. So what else do we want to talk about?
Let's see. Probably a bunch of stuff you didn't read.
Probably.
Did you read? You probably didn't read this one yet.
Which one?
Hang on, I hear some arguing in the hallway.
Oh.
Delete number one.
Oh, I didn't read that, but I just bagged it.
From
Just came
Devil's Due.
out.
It did just come out. From Devil's Due slash First Comics by Jimmy Palmiotti and Justin Gray. And with a low, low cover price of only $4.99.
All their books $4.99? That's pretty high.
It's very high and it's only like a regular size issue.
I noticed that when I was bagging them, I was like, what the hell, $4.99?
Is that
That
like.
must be like the threshold, basically, to say if we're gonna even make a profit based on what we're selling, we have to sell for $4.99.
if we're only selling whatever 3,000 copies or whatever. We gotta. Well, because now they're like partnered with First Comics. So First Comics needs the first dollar of every comic sold. That's why they're called First Comics.
Oh, come on.
Isn't that the case?
I don't think so.
Royalties. Royalties. No? Okay. Maybe not. So this is a, needless to say, I enjoyed this issue by Palmiotti and Gray, which I usually do since it's Palmiotti and Gray. And I don't think this one was a Kickstarter.
No, it wasn't. I
'Cause
just bought their latest one.
their latest Kickstarter.
Yeah. Haven't gotten it yet.
So I enjoyed this one. It's about a, I'm kind of confused on the actual situation. It takes place in a future where people can have memories deleted. That's why it's called Delete. And there's this couple who apparently, I don't know if they work for a company or what, but they had some brain erasing technology, and then they get attacked by these dudes, and their daughter ends up going on the run with their daughter, who is mute, ends up going on the run with this doorman who's a little slow. But there's like different mysteries kind of going on, and then the police get involved.
Was it
So
really only 20 pages?
I think it was like 24 pages.
Wow.
I think I counted because I was curious.
$4.99, man. I'm gonna have to think twice about that. Although I buy like
24.
a couple of $3.99s and it feels like nothing. Like there's no story there.
Yeah, at least, I mean, at least the story was good and the art is good too. They usually get pretty good artists, so it was enjoyable. I'll be curious to see how much they charge for the trade. It'll probably be like $24.99.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat ice cream. Well, actually, gelato.
What kind of gelato?
Caramel vanilla.
That's not bad.
What do you mean it's not bad?
A salted caramel or regular caramel?
I think it's regular.
It's not that hipster salted caramel shit.
No, I don't get pretentious stuff. Do you remember?
That's
I
true.
could have got the hipster one, but I
Good.
said that's a Bomer thing. Like I don't look down on people like you do.
I look down on the salted caramel. Oh, you got the regular caramel? No,
Yeah.
actually, I prefer regular caramel. I don't like the salted caramel. I like the caramel flavor. Why do you want to mask it with salt?
I don't know. Tastes
Explain it to me.
good to me. I'm
Salted
gonna get.
caramel?
You think 3 scoops is too much?
Yeah, way too much.
Are you? Fuck you!
I don't know how big your scoops are.
Fuck you, man!
Oh, are you talking to Barb?
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, yeah, I think it's too much. How big are your scoops?
They're tiny scoops.
Oh, yeah, like a little melon baller.
Yeah, it's like one of those regular ice cream scoops. Do you want ice cream?
I want ice cream.
Not you. I asked Barb. She said no. She looked at me like, "You're gonna eat ice cream?"
She's judging you.
There were judging eyes. They
So,
looked.
yes,
You, so you like this book?
I did like it. But I don't know if I liked it $4.99 wise.
Yeah, because the discount's only like 35%, I think.
I
On
don't
the.
even want to look to see how much I paid for this issue. Maybe it was a 50% off special.
I doubt it.
I
Not
doubt
from
it.
Devils Do.
Yeah, that's true. Son of. What do you got?
Well, I got caught up on The Graduate. Let me see.
Ah, the crazy art.
Yeah. Man,
A
I don't.
story that made no sense.
Well,
I don't remember if it made sense or not. Let me look up my review.
I find it fascinating that he writes so decompressed that he makes Bendis look fast.
It's weird though, because Is that the case for all of his books or just this one?
Yeah, no, all of them.
All of them?
So it's almost like he's got a wealth of money or something, like, to do this, because he's not going to make money doing it.
No, they can't be selling them.
People are going to be jumping off based on his pacing. His name is John Hughes. That's Overground Comics.
Yes, Overground Comics.
I love the art, though. But in this issue, she was trying to kill herself. Like, by jumping out of a plane, and she's trying all kinds of stuff. She's just bored, and she can't die. And she's late to work. Like, she can't even make it to work on time, and she works at, like, one of those, like, Orange Julius place in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really popular day at the mall because one of the other characters called America is showing up. I think she's going to have her own comic.
I actually ordered number one. I broke down at the last second.
Yeah, I ordered it too.
Added it to my order. But their cover looked cool.
Let me tell you a little bit about America.
Tell me about America. First appearance of America.
Yeah, she seems to be like a character that's exactly like the Graduate or whatever you want to call her, where she can't die either.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a fear that she could die, so she wears like barbed wire around her boobs. So
that
if she actually like feels the barbed wire, then she knows that her powers are going away because her boobs are going to hurt.
Ah, that's smart. Why does she put them on her boobs, though?
I guess it's a sensitive area.
Really wants to feel it.
She's got it around her neck, her boobs. But she tries to convince this person, the Graduate, to come to her podium and listen to her speech. And she does, and there's some guy that pulls out a gun and wants to shoot her. And he does actually shoot America, and it looks like he pierced, like, skin. Looks like she lost her powers. The barbed wire must have kicked off on her boobs.
Poor boobs.
Yeah.
It's a sad story.
It is. And then I read Paul. I don't know why I'm reading this company. I really don't, because if it was any other company, I think I would have
set
the hell with them. But I'm sticking with them. Plus Ultra, this was a lousy book.
In The Graduate, is his writing improving? Because I know in the first issues, like, there's some like chunky writing.
No, not in The Graduate. Yeah. It's pretty like amateurish, you know.
Yeah, because I finally did read Absent Captain number one.
Yeah, that's the other book I read. That one has better writing, but worse art, I think.
Yeah, I thought the art was okay. I like the premise, but some of the writing, there's way too many captions. And then there's a few mistakes here and there.
That one's an okay book. The premise is like this corporation who has this major superhero sponsor or whatever, he ends up getting killed. And then it's like his team trying to stay alive during this time. And there's a lot of like plot threads, which are pretty cool. You know, with the cops trying to figure out what's going on, and
mm-hmm.
the team, you don't know if the team knows about the murder or, you know,
yeah, what's the team
going on. They have
the team members have like secrets too.
Yeah, they have one character who I really like. I like the idea of her. She's kind of like the Enchantress on the Suicide Squad. She's like split personality, but she's not. But if she loses control, like a witch takes over, and
that's cool.
She has like this collar that can inhibit the witch, so she could keep her in control, but when she loses that collar, all hell breaks loose. So I like some of the concepts and stuff. It's probably their better book. Like I get The Graduate because I like the art. She's a very unlikable character. Like she's a char almost like a character that doesn't give a shit because she's invulnerable. So she's every issue she's trying to kill herself or push her limits to see if she could kill herself, you know? Do you really want to read a comic book about somebody that is a loser, doesn't want to do anything with their powers, doesn't even want to be a villain, doesn't want to do absolutely anything except try to kill themselves?
That'd be a good premise, like for the first half of the first issue, but then you gotta, something has to happen.
Gotta move.
Yeah, to mix it up.
And then Plus Ultra is just like,
Don't think I got Plus Ultra.
I like this one the least. I mean, I think it's so bad. It's about a character that she's like, consider herself a model. Like she's a model superhero. And I mean by like a Christie Brinkley or what, you know, like just a model. But she's a superhero, so she's looked upon as being like one of the most beautiful women in the world, and the whole second issue was her choosing a new costume. Like what the fuck? A whole issue about that. Like, am I gonna sew it myself? Or
Really, a whole issue of
yeah,
her
a whole
asking
issue of
for.
that. Well, it kind of opens up like they're filming a TV show about her, so they have like a stunt woman that's her stunt double, and she's an idiot. Like she always gets caught up in the danger, and they have to untie her from the tree and all kinds of crap like that. And then the second half is just like, I need to change my costume. That's like a two-panel thing in Comics 101. Who wants to read 10 pages of that? You know what I mean? Why am I
Yeah.
putting myself through this? I don't know.
That was the second issue?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't pick up the first issue of that. I don't know why.
I'm buying all of them,
You're all in.
except there's one called Hero Core or something like that. I don't think I buy that one.
That doesn't sound familiar to me either.
There's one called Oh Hell, and it's written by somebody else. I'm real curious. I have it right in front of me. I'm gonna read it tonight.
I didn't get that one either. Must have been very picky.
Oh Hell number one. And there's one called The Thinker. Did you get that one?
The what?
The Thinker.
No, I'm very picky apparently.
Yeah.
Thinker. Thinker. I'm gonna type it in.
That one's not written by
Nope.
you either.
I slept on all these.
Yeah. Probably for good reason.
It might have been intentional. I did get America, though. I couldn't resist. It was probably the barbed wire on her boobs.
Yeah, that's probably what drew you to the. Like, why has she got barbed wire on her boobs?
Is that barbed wire on her boobs? Oh, Hero Corps Knights. Yeah, I never got that.
That's the one I didn't get. That's the only one.
And oh hell. Wonder why I didn't get oh hell.
I'll let you know if that's worth it. Yeah, so I read those. Those were kind of like the only independent stuff I read. I read a lot of Marvel and DC.
Ah. I'm not surprised that you read a lot of DC.
Yeah.
I did. Oh, I got Independent. Interceptor number one from
Oh.
Heavy Metal Publications. Written by Donny Cates. With art by Dylan Burnett. I'm sure you got this one, Mike, but you haven't read it yet.
That's true.
And this was an interesting one. This one.
I like Donny Cates, though.
Yeah. This one I
He
ordered.
did Buzzkill. He did the one about the truckers. I can't remember what
Ghost
the
Truck or something?
Ghost
Ghost
Fleet.
Train? Oh, yeah, Ghost Fleet. That's it.
He's really good.
He does a really good job of combining action with comedy.
And he's really good with like giving you, I think, your bang for your issue. Do you know what I mean? He's the opposite
Yeah,
of
there's a lot of like.
this John Hughes guy, where his pacing is so bad. Well, let me ask you this question, Bill. Let's say if we get our shot, me and you get our shot, and we do our comic, right? Wouldn't you want to pace it a little faster than you'd actually want it, just because you don't know how far you'll get? Do you know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to get enough story out? Because you never, you won't know if it'll be there 10 issues from now.
Well, I would say, I mean, I'd have a definite arc in mind for the first arc. I wouldn't do like an I would never do like this is just going to be an ongoing story indefinitely. Like I would have a specific arc and then I would adjust the pacing to fit that. So I would determine like how many issues we want to make it go for, like 6 issues or 5 or 4. But yeah, I wouldn't just have a story that just goes on and on and on and on without that. So the pacing would be, because I know to have like a certain arc, a certain story I want to tell within these whatever 5 issues. So I know that I need to move it along each issue in order to be done by the end of the 5th issue. So certainly, yeah, I don't think I, in that case, I don't think I could spend a whole issue just with her drawing on dresses or whatever.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't get it. Like, I guess I'm if I'm, I want to read it because I want something to happen because I think it has potential. Do you know what I mean? But every issue, I'm kind of like, oh, it. I'm blown away by how much progress it doesn't make. You know what I mean? In terms of story
Yeah, it's just
or
not moving
character
anywhere. Yeah.
development. Don't know. But let's talk about Interceptor.
Yeah, so Interceptor. Oh, first, so I ordered the second cover for Interceptor because there's a cover by Daniel Warren Johnson, who I like. And originally, it didn't get fulfilled through DCBS. It actually got canceled because I think I can't remember what the reason was. But then I got an email saying what happened was it accidentally had the wrong UPC symbol on it, so Diamond couldn't find the issues. But then they ended up finding them, so they're able to fulfill the orders for it. So that was interesting. I didn't even realize I hadn't gotten it. And that it had been canceled, but I ended up getting it. Which is good. Because it was good. It isn't Donny Cates who is a good writer. So the premise of this one is at some point in our, well, I guess it's not really our near future. At some point in our future, vampires take over the world and we try and fight them, but eventually give up. And a large portion of humanity gets on ships, and, or I guess all of humanity gets on ships and takes off for this other planet that we discovered that's inhabitable. So we populate this new planet and make that our new Earth. And this story is we, so at some point in the future, vampires show up on the new planet. So we send a female scientist down back to Earth to see what is going on there on Earth. So that's kind of the general premise. And then there's a lot of additional little things that Donny Cates throws in as well that are interesting. So it's basically about, it's kind of like a sci-fi book with vampires. And you learn that the vampires on Earth have kind of evolved as well. So it's kind of a futuristic sci-fi with vampires, post-apocalyptic with vampires book.
Yeah,
And of course,
I've been buying all the heavy metal books for the most part.
yeah, I think I've gotten all the, at least the number ones. I try them all out. But this one, that was a no-brainer because Donny Cates, I've liked all his stuff so far.
I wonder why he went with heavy metal though instead of Dark Horse. That's where he was publishing everything before.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think he'd have more copies sold through Dark Horse than Heavy Metal Comics.
I don't know.
It was just my guess. Because they're in the front half of previews and a little bit more
More
visibility.
established, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he got a sweeter deal through heavy metal.
Maybe.
And maybe he feels that he's getting a big enough name where people will follow him to heavy metal. So sales will be similar.
At
I
least,
don't know.
yeah, I don't know. So, let's see, what do I want to talk about? I read an older book called Moon Knight, Volume 6. This is the Brian Michael Bendis version where he moves Mark Spector out to Los Angeles. And while he's in Los Angeles, he decides to make like a TV show based on his life, like a Moon Knight show. And Moon Knight, they've kind of turned, like, I think Charlie Houston in volume four, maybe right before this volume, he turned him into, like, he's always been like the split personalities. Like, he's always had all these different identities and stuff. But he hasn't really been like batshit crazy. Like, now he's like batshit crazy, like where he thinks he's Spider-Man sometimes, he thinks he's Wolverine, he thinks he's Captain America, and he gets into this thing where he's trying to, he actually finds the head of Ultron, and he has to prevent Count Nefaria, who's a lead crime boss out in Los Angeles, from getting it, and sorry. His daughter, the one thing I didn't realize, who he kind of does a lot. Bendis must love this character, but Nefaria's daughter is Madame Mask, and he's been using her a lot in his current series. And she gets involved in this, and it's all for this head of Ultron. And Echo gets involved. Who, I don't know if you remember Echo, but I think she was introduced in Daredevil, created by Brian Michael Bendis. And she's a character, like, she's like Daredevil's counterpart, except she's totally deaf. But she's also in LA trying to take down Count Nefaria for the Avengers. And what ends up happening is, well, he really goes crazy. He's like, part of it is in his mind that he thinks he's Spider-Man, Wolverine, or Cap, and part of it is actually him really talking to the real Avengers to try to retrieve the head of Ultron. And he's got like an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. that's helping him out, which is pretty cool. He's the one, he's like his Frenchie. I don't know if you remember, Moon Knight had this French Alfred, if you will, who used to pilot the ship and do a lot of other stuff. Well, now he's got like an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. that's helping him develop like S.H.I.E.L.D. and claws and stuff for all his other personalities. But it was a really good story. I like really dug it because I got engrossed in it. And I've been reading a lot of Moon Knight lately. So I finished the Warren Ellis. I finished the Brian Wood. And then from Brian Wood, it went to Cullen Bunn. That was like volume 8. And then I went back and finished volume 7 or volume 6. Sorry, Volume 7 is the one that just ended. Volume 8 is the one that's going to start up next month. And I finished Volume 6 and Volume 7. And I also finished Volume 5. So I've been into Moon Knight lately. I've been digging his character. I like the That's Bendis cool. run a lot more, though, because the done-in-one nature of it, it didn't do a good job of, like, keeping me interested. Like done-in-ones are good, but they're not great. And done-in-ones, like, work for certain characters, like Jonah Hex, where he goes on a Western adventure and then something's resolved at the end. And then he's on another adventure. But the Moon Knight stuff, it was like I was waiting for some kind of threads or stuff to build, and it never did. But Brian Wood had a really good arc in there where it wasn't done in one. And then Cullen Bunn tried to do what Warren Ellis did with a lot less – he wasn't as effective, in my opinion, as Warren Ellis was. But Warren Ellis is kind of like one of those writers that, like, you read Trees and it's like on a different level. Do you know what I mean? It's like when he does his independent stuff, it's like on a different level of storytelling than when he does like a licensed property that somebody owns.
Yeah, it seems that way.
It seems like he doesn't care as much. Like, he's just not invested in the story, and he's like, well, I need to write a story, get from point A to point B, and be done with it. And then I'll put all my mind and effort into my Image book. I don't know. I haven't started reading an Injection yet, but I've been buying it.
I think I remember I read the first issue of that and I didn't really care for it, so I didn't continue it. I think that was that one.
Warren Ellis is a weird storyteller, though. Like, if you give up on the first issue, you can't do that. If it was the first issue of Trees, I would have given up.
Yeah, I kind of almost gave up on Trees as well. So perhaps I should have given Injection.
There's some comics or writers that you got to be wary of, you know. In other words, you might need to give more issues because the gold is in like two or three or four, you know, and that's when it like hits this pace and it really starts clicking and you're like, holy crap, this is really good stuff.
I know it's always a gamble, and then there's the opposite. Sometimes you get a great first issue, and then by the third or fourth issue, you're like, well, that fell apart quickly.
Or the ending, yeah, it really tanks. It starts off great.
Yeah, and then the ending's kind of peters out. That's why when my comic comes out, that will not happen, because you'll be like, dang, that was so great. The Questioner won me over. It started out great and it ended great. He could question those people, and then at the end he...
No, you don't even know what you're doing anymore. You've lost track. You got the liquor.
I had the crossover with the liquor.
I have the Guesser, and I have First and Ah. All you have is the liquor. The Guesser, you're just making shit up.
That's true. That's not even the one I'm working on. Well, that's on the back burner right now.
What are you working on?
I'm working on the space station one.
Oh. The one with the sane asylum?
Yeah, it's not an insane asylum anymore, though. It's
You got rid of my Laurel and Hardy characters? Motherfucker.
I still have a multiple personality character.
But not Laurel and Hardy.
I haven't figured out how to pull off Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, crap.
That's a difficult one to pull off.
No, it's not. Have you... Just go watch Flying Aces or any of those.
Well, it's hard to pull off. I guess it works. Because it would be done in such a way that it would go over most people's heads. But there would be like a certain select group of people who would understand it and be like, oh, that's Laurel and Hardy.
No, I think they would get it because... I think anybody that buys our comics is going to be over 30, which would put them in the pulp culture. I mean, you have to know Laurel and Hardy, even if it's like an historical, even if you've never seen a movie before.
I know,
such like iconic characters, but they might not. They might not get that. Like Laurel's like got the whiny thing, and Hardy's the bossy one. You know, they might not get that. But that's the chance you gotta take.
That's the risk you gotta take. And it's not an insane asylum anymore. Now it's a jail.
You're losing my interest. You're tearing apart all the ideas that
made it good.
That made it exciting.
Yeah, it's totally changed. It's totally changed. It's better.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
It's good for all ages now.
If I'm the editor, I'm gonna chew this up. I'm gonna chew it up.
It's not good for all ages.
I gave you all these great ideas and you threw them away.
It's still in a space station.
That's the only part you kept.
Yes.
And then you switched all the good ideas. Like the insane asylum in space was awesome. But you have to make it. Now it's just a jail.
That's a jail.
Everybody's done that shit already. They haven't done an insane asylum. They've done jails in space. Sean Connery's Outland. Wasn't a jail, though. It was a mining colony. There's a lot of mining colonies.
There was a jail one, though. Well, there's been a couple of space jails.
Yeah.
There was that one really terrible one where, like, the president's daughter.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that on this episode a long time ago.
I don't remember what it was called. I have to go back and listen.
It wasn't that bad.
I guess it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that good, but it was pretty mediocre. Kind of like your comic will be.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. The questioner will question you tonight.
He took all the good ideas and threw them away just for spite.
I don't remember why I changed it. Jails are more interesting.
It wasn't a sane asylum in space. You had crazy ass people and a few normal people.
Now
you're just doing a bitch prisoners. Planet. You're stealing images, ideas. You're doing a Kelly.
It's a women's prison
in space.
Space.
There you go.
Bitch.
Way to go. Steal the bitch planet idea.
It's not a planet, though.
No, it's a space station.
It's a space station. It's a bitch station.
Now you have a title.
Bitch station.
Any other books you want to mention? Or you want to jump to movies and TV?
We can jump.
All right. Well, I saw. Let's see. Well, it's been a while since we talked.
I know. I got to look up what I've seen.
I don't know if I mentioned, but I saw that John Goodman movie. It's something to do with Cloverfield Lane, something.
Oh, I want to see that movie. I forgot about that one.
6-6 Cloverfield Lane or something, something, something.
Yeah.
But that movie's like really well done. It's all done by the actors, but it's done in a way that you don't get bored and you're always interested. And you can't really talk about it because it's one of those movies that the whole thing about it is what's real and what isn't, and you can't get spoiled to know. But you've seen the preview, which kind of gives you an idea of maybe like a little
concept,
bit of concept of captivity and maybe an end of a world situation. So that's all I'll say about that. But I thought that movie was wonderful. And I'll have to look up that movie title because I don't remember what it's something Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think it is. Maybe it is just Cloverfield Lane.
No, it's got some numbers in there. And it's one of those bad robot. Who's the bad robot guy? He did the movie Cloverfield, which is kind of interesting. This one's
Yeah.
Cloverfield. And I've seen both of them, but I like this one a hell of a lot more. Because I'm not a fan of that first person filming shit like in Blair Witch or Cloverfield or I am really not a fan of that. They're doing that with a new movie that's coming out, like an action movie called Something Henry. It's all filmed through the guy's eyes.
Okay.
Oh, and that's gonna be nauseating.
Moving around, jumpy.
Yeah, and then I saw Batman versus Superman, and
Heard that was terrible.
this movie was
No, I'm just kidding.
getting a lot of shit, like a lot of shit. Like it's
Lot of
been like
mixed reviews.
internet hate on
Oh,
Facebook.
yeah, because they want to fire that guy, right?
Want to fire Zack Snyder? It's the end of the world. It's the worst movie ever. It really is a really good movie. And
Yeah, I want to see it. I wanted to go see it today, but I ran out of time.
it felt like a comic book. And if you go in with the mindset of like Dark Knight Returns versus some like kind of like Elseworld stuff, you're gonna enjoy the film. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything because I went into the movie and I was like surprised there was a lot of stuff in it that like I had no clue. And the other thing that I really enjoyed about it is a lot of these superhero movies are kind of predictable. This one I had no idea what the hell
Where
was
they were gonna go,
where
yeah.
they were going, even the way it was paced. And I found that like refreshing and fascinating. And it's weird because like some of my friends were like, "Oh, I like it. It's great. I don't like the Lex Luthor." I thought he was fantastic. I thought he took the elements. Like Lex Luthor is a fascinating character because to me he's like the villain that's like Bruce Wayne. Like he's like an invert. He's like a bad guy that's Bruce Wayne who has all these money and hates the alien superheroes. You know, he's got an evil side to him. And in this case, they take that element that he hates aliens, like he thinks they're a bad thing, and so does Batman, and they build on that, which is amazing. And I they made him a little more crazy than, you know, he's pretty grounded and logical. He was very logical, but he had like this arrogance about him that made him look a little cuckoo. But Lex Luthor's always been arrogant. He's one of the most arrogant men on the planet. And even if you go back to like the 70s Superman, he'll say I'm the most brilliant criminal mind on the planet, you know, like Gene Hackman will say that in every single movie that he's in. And I think Kevin Spacey when he took the role, he even said it. So, yeah, this movie was great. Like I was supposed to go see it today, but I was coughing a little too much and I was like, I don't want to go cough. And mess up someone's movie going experience. So I will go see it again because I feel like there was just so much material there that I need to pay more attention to absorb it because I was so engrossed in it the first time that I didn't get to pay attention to every single thing that happened. And it has one of my favorite characters in it, which is no spoiler because you see it in the previews. It has Wonder Woman, which is amazing.
Yeah, I'm ex very excited to see Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she did a really, really good job. So I was really happy with it. I want to go see it again. And usually I don't want to see. It's my favorite movie of the year.
Nice.
Yeah. I haven't seen that many movies. Like I said, Cloverfield Lane would probably be the second favorite that I've seen this year. And then Deadpool, and then I can't remember what else I've seen this year. I really like that Western, the Quentin Tarantino movie. I can't remember if I saw that before Christmas or after. I think it was after. Hateful Eight. And then I saw a movie like Witches, and I hated it. I hate that one. That one was the opposite of Batman versus Superman, because it was getting the critics that said that they loved it, and I like watched it, and I was like,
Remember
there
not
is
liking
nothing scary
that one.
about this movie. I went in wanting to be terrified, and I came out like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, I'm really curious to see that one because I know where you're coming from. So, I mean, and we both like the horror genre, so it'd be interesting to see what my take on it is.
The only thing I appreciated was that the movie was really based on historical write-ups of the witching things. You know, I think that's kind of cool. I mean, they fictionalized the hell out of it, but there were write-ups about how things looked, and they did a good job with that. So what movies you got?
Okay, well, theater wise, yesterday I saw Zootopia with my son, which is the new kids movie that's out. And it was pretty good. I didn't think it was as good as some of the like Big Hero 6 or movies like that, but it was enjoyable. Had some funny stuff in it, so had a good message. It's good to see you with my son, so. Although I'm waiting for him to be old enough to go see Batman versus Superman.
Wouldn't your daughter have liked Zootopia too, or does
Yeah,
it
she
have
didn't.
element in there that she wouldn't like?
She probably would have liked it. She just didn't want to go. She's not really big into movies, so. I finally. Finally saw Fantastic Four.
All right. What did you
And
think?
I really liked it up until the end.
I agree.
It
The first half of the movie was done really well, wasn't
was
it?
like the first three quarters were really good. And
It's when
then
the
I don't know.
it's when Doom actually became Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
That's on the plant on that other
Yeah, on the
planet
planet. Yeah, if
in the
totally just.
negative zone. That's where it like lost
Yeah, it
all its
fell
like
apart.
it lost all its greatness. Everything that it built that made that movie different and great, it like
I
lost
know.
it.
Up to that point, it was awesome. I'm like, this is really good.
Because then it just turned into like a bad guy versus
Yeah, then it was like
superheroes,
suddenly they were, yeah,
and then
suddenly
the
they were a
climax was
superhero team and
bang, yeah.
yeah, and they're fighting the bad guy and it's like, oh my God. And I'm guessing that wasn't the original ending, like how it was written. But that producers came in and said, we got to make this more exciting. We need them to be a team and we need them to have a big fight scene at the end with the bad guy. So I'm guessing someone came in and rewrote it to, but it didn't match the rest of the movie. Like it was a completely different tone than the rest of the movie.
It felt sabotaged. It felt
Yeah.
like it was their own company sabotaging the film to make it fail.
I don't know if they're trying to make it fail or I think someone thought that's what would make it good, but like I don't know. I don't know what happened. But I enjoyed the first three quarters of it. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I think the best part of it was before they even became the Fantastic Four. Like it was the character growth and all that stuff. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
the
The whole idea of like this school for gifted kids, like just like Ultimate FF, that's kind of the way it was.
And him working on his thing and then finally getting to see his experiment come to life and stuff.
Yeah.
Then it went downhill. Downhill. I was bored by the end. That stupid fight scene.
The fight scene was pretty lame. The whole idea of the negative zone though was cool. Like I even thought like the actor that played like Dr. Doom before he like armored up, I thought he was awesome. He was like t I was totally interested in him. You know what I mean? They had
Yeah.
that little rivalry thing going on. I liked it.
Any of the history and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hate the movie. Didn't hate it as much as the Satan's Hammer or whatever the hell that was that you made me watch.
Satan's Hammer? I don't know what that is.
I don't know, it had the devil in it.
Oh, Antichrist?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was good. That
No.
didn't. That movie did not fall apart at the end.
That movie only had the end.
They should combine the two movies.
It was the complete, it was the Bizarro FF is what it was. But I'd rather have the formula of the FF than Antichrist, because the formula for the FF, even you said, 3/4 of the movie was pretty good.
Yeah, you can just skip the ending.
And the Antichrist, you have to
Sit through.
sit through 2.5 hours before you get any kind of payoff. And you could throw away almost all that other stuff. Like,
Oh, no.
so I would say there's a, if anything, it's like you get a quarter of a movie for Antichrist and 3/4 of a
course.
movie for Fantastic Four, if Fantastic Four wins.
Fantastic Four, 3 out of 4 stars, and 1 out of 4. Comes down to numbers.
What else you got?
I watched that movie called Sisters with Tina Fey
I
and
never heard
somebody
of that one.
else. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. That was it. Is I don't even know when it came out. Well, obviously it was last year. They play sisters, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, and they find out their parents are selling their childhood home, so they decide to go back there and throw one final party to. Can't remember why they do it, but. Actually, they kind of want to trash. I think they want to trash the house actually because they don't want their parents to sell it. And they invite all of their old like high school friends and stuff to it, and then it goes kind of crazy. It was good. It was entertaining. It was funny.
Library movie.
Library movie, indeed. Watch something else from the library. Oh, I watched The Big Short. That's what I watched. You know what that is?
I heard really good things about this movie.
It was really, really well done. So this is a movie about the housing, the collapse of the housing market. And it's based on real life. So the characters in the movie are all real people. It's obviously dramatized situations, but because the main character is Michael Burry, who was played by Christian Bale, and he was the first one to discover that the housing market was going to fail because he noticed that a lot of that the defaults in mortgages was on the rise, and he realized that once all the adjustable rate mortgages came due at the end or mid 2007, that there was going to be a bunch tons of people defaulting on their loans. And then it goes into basically it's he and a couple other people started shorting the mortgage bonds, which wasn't a thing at the time. They kind of created shorting them because at the time everyone thought that the mortgage bonds were like AAA security, can't fail, guaranteed money. But a few people realized that that wasn't the case and that a lot of the mortgages that were being given out to people were being given to people who didn't have good credit. And They even go and talk at one point. They go and talk to some mortgage brokers, and they're basically saying, "Yeah, we'll give a mortgage to anybody because they just want the commission on the mortgages." And the one guy says, "He says a lot of the people I'm giving it to don't even have jobs." And they, he says, "All I just leave the job line blank on the mortgage application." And they said, "Don't doesn't the bank look into that?" And he said, "No, because the bank just gets it and sells it off immediately anyway, so they don't even look at it." So it's a.
That was
it's a
so real... that was so true with my home loan. It like went through three people before it settled somewhere.
Yeah, they just that's what ours was like sold like, it's probably like within the hour of like it going through, it was like already sold to someone else.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's a really good movie in terms of it's really well done for one, and you learn a lot about what happened in an entertaining way. And it's also highly depressing just to see like the level of corruption at every level that killed the economy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really, it's really good. It's definitely worth seeing.
Cool beans. Anything else you want to mention?
Oh, TV? I started watching the new season of Daredevil. I'm about four episodes in. And it's awesome just because the Punisher is awesome.
Yeah, I like that actor.
Have you started watching the season yet?
No, I'm going to have to watch the other one still. I haven't watched Jessica Jones. I barely got caught up. I'm caught up on Walking Dead, minus tonight's episode. I'm caught up on Gotham, except one episode behind. And I'm almost caught up on Arrow and Flash. That's what I've been spending my time is catching up on those two. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Daredevil's good. I still like Jessica Jones is probably still my favorite. I loved that series for this season. But this one's good. Punisher is the way they do it, they're doing them is really interesting. So
cool.
And then Gotham, I'm still behind on. I'm slowly catching up.
Wait till you get to the Matches Malone episode. That was really good. You know who Matches is, right?
No.
Well, in comic books, he was a real character. Created, I think it was created by Neil Adams and God, I can't think of his name. But he was kind of like a bad guy, you know, and he ends up getting killed, and Batman, Bruce Wayne takes his identity every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So they introduce him in a interesting way in Gotham. That I think you'll find pretty interesting, even if you don't know his history. It's really well done.
Yeah, I don't remember how many episodes in I am. I can't recall. And then I think I'm fairly caught up on Flash, and I stopped watching Arrow.
And I like Arrow more. That's weird.
I was never that big of a fan of Arrow.
Yeah, I like it.
And I'm not watching that other one.
Oh, Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah, Legends of Tomorrow.
I watched the first episode, but that'll probably be the next one that I catch up on, or I'll either that or go back to Supergirl. I'm about three episodes behind on that.
Okay. It's hard now. There's so many superhero shows now that
it's hard to
keep up with it. Yeah, yeah, keep up with all of them.
It's like a fire hose. And then that other one started up that I'm recording now that is based on a comic book on Sci-Fi, Wyona Earp.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, it just started. Bo Smith's Wyona Earp. just recorded the first episode so far.
Oh, and then there's Lucifer as well.
Oh, that one I love. Yeah,
yeah, I'm enjoying. I like that one because I like the humor.
I like the humor. I like the actor really well, and it's got like, it is one of those series that like has like the done in one nature to it, but it's got like a thread that keeps building and building and building.
Right. Yeah, the bigger storyline.
Yeah, so there's a lot of a bigger story, but it's still got like instant payoff just to watch one episode.
Yeah, each episode is
yeah.
Something happened. Yeah, and the actor, yeah, he is really good. I don't think there's anything else television wise. I need to watch. Is it called The Match? There's some new show that just started.
I haven't heard it.
It's with the woman from The Killing, or the actress from The Killing. So there's only been a couple episodes. I thought it was called The Match. What was the girl's name, or what was the woman's name? The actress.
I didn't watch The
Killing.
Barb watched The Killing.
Killing is fantastic. I'm surprised she didn't force you to watch it.
Barb tried to force me to watch it, but I thought it was the devil. I wanted to fire the writer of The Killing, just like the people wanted to fire Zack Snyder.
You're crazy. That was a great
show. No, I don't know. I just it probably is a good show. I just one of those things that you have to like sit me in front kicking and screaming, and then I enjoy it.
Yeah, she's on a new show. I haven't started watching it yet, though.
All right. Well, you want to wrap this one up so you can go to bed and get ready for work tomorrow?
I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
No cons to go to. The Catch. That's what it's called. Not The Match. The Catch. Catch, Match. I was off by one letter.
Batch.
The Catch. The Batch. Snatch.
Snatch. That would be a...
I think that was a show, wasn't it?
I'd watch that show.
Well, that's a movie. That was a movie. Not The Snatch, though.
I want to watch The Snatch.
I would like to watch The Snatch.
That's a good Geek Brunch property right there.
The Snatch.
Snatch.
The Snatcher.
It's not to say. It's got to be The Snatch.
Yeah, it's The Snatch.
Adult themes.
I'm on The Snatch.
All right. Well, where can they reach us, Bill? Do you remember?
You can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook. Just do a search for Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the Snatch button. And you can email us any day of the week at mike@comicbooknoise.com or bill@comicbooknoise.com.
Or and send Micah an email. Micah.
You can find him, Micah. And say, hey, Micah, what comics have you been reading lately?
And I'll say, fuck you.
And you can follow us on the Twitters. Enter.
At DBM00.
I'm almost done. 5 minutes.
Or at Mike Myers Brunch.
Yes, at Mike Myers Brunch, DBM00.
And that's it. It sounds like we ended at a perfect time.
Yes.
Leave an iTunes review.
That would be good. More. We love the iTunes reviews.
We do love them.
They make us happy to be alive.
That's right. All right. Well, I'll talk to you in a few, Bill. Have a good one. Bye.